messo a me stanza un po' d'alleleia. Alli chi bom bom neam, infame, che non sei dana messo a me a goblea. Alli chi bom bom neam, take da manna se. All right, here we go. It's time to brush off the snow. It just snowed right this morning in the UP and across parts of northern Michigan. Just, you know, a little bit here and there. Just enough to torment my next guest, who's, to be honest, not that stable to begin with. It concerns me a little bit. But he'll brush off the snow. He'll roll out of the woods, and he'll be right there for us. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve. If you Google the word stability, you will not find my picture there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you by the way,
yeah, no, we're doing
I should
good.
Mention.
Actually, I'm looking out my window right now, watching the snow come down.
I should mention this. If you're in that tweener time, that muskox flannel shirt, you got access to a very nice spring jacket. GoMuskox.com, sponsoring this segment, of course. GoMuskox.com, a place to find great sportswear for adventurous men. Ron? You are an adventurous man.
I am that. And I'm wondering, do those guys, I hope those guys have a shirt that's specifically designed for helping a guy catch a muskie.
Well,
because,
yeah.
You know, I'm somewhere in the middle of the 10,000 required casts, and muskie hunting season is coming up shortly, so I need a lucky shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Yeah, so we got a lot going on here. Oh, I gotta do a shout out. Many thanks to all the people who logged into the Zoom presentation I did last night on nature getaways for the Paw Paw Community Library. Really great. A lot of people show up for that, so I want to thank the library for having me in.
Yeah, did you have a library card? Were you legal? Were you there?
No, it was Zoom. It was strictly a Zoom, but you know, we could see everybody, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So let me just jump, you know, every week Ron sends me a list of, you know, important things to consider, right? And I look at the list, it just screams at me, Ron. It's National Pigs in a Blanket Day coming up in a couple of days. Nothing more important than National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Very few days are more important than
special. Oh, good Lord. You know, it makes me think that there's going to be cold beer and pigs in a blanket. Your phone was so freaked out by it, it almost dropped the call.
Well, one of the high points of the spring. So, and Shepherd is having their 62nd annual maple syrup festival. So the usual stuff. You got a parade. Syrup and candy, and big doings there. Big doings. They're having tractor pulls and horse pulls. And then one puzzling event, which I'm going to have to go down there and see. They have a drive-through pancake and sausage breakfast.
We're having a little difficulty. The snow seems to be, excuse me, blocking your signal. So while you adjust your position, I'm going to read this to the good folks. It's the Shepherd's 62nd Annual Maple Syrup Festival. It happens April the 22nd. That starts tomorrow, boys and girls. Runs through the 25th, that Sunday, of 2021. Good old-fashioned fun. Maple syrup parade, maple syrup and candy sales, classic car display, and artesian market. You know the good news about all this? Is that it's happening. It's happening.
Yes, it's happening. And what got blocked out on my block signal was the all-important tractor pull and horse pull events will also take place.
Yeah. Horse what?
Horse pulls, you know, where you hook your horse up to... you know, big sled. They get mother-in-laws to sit on there, and the horse pulls it. Who can pull them both?
You can't call your mother-in-law a sled here on the program.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. That is so over the
to
top.
To try to get myself out of that problem, I talked to my buddy Ben over at Bain's Apple Valley Farm in Freeland, and the Walleye Festival. The Walleye Festival and Tournament is on.
So, cold water walleye, right?
Cold fresh water walleye. Is your
ice
mouth watering
walleye
yet?
Woo! Yeah, ice out walleye, first of the year, cold water, deep. Man, that right there. And I see beer tents and fish fries and car shows and a trout pond for kids that my father taught me to cheat at a very young age.
There's only one unfortunate bit of news. The at the farm there, the hard cider house will not be open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, nothing's perfect.
But you can play cornhole.
The kids can learn how to fish trout pond. I know that you've got to figure. I know that you learned early how to game that, but that's just the way that it is.
The trout pond. Hey, put this on your hook. But the hooks are bald, Dad. Just shush and put this on your hook.
Yeah, shush. Yeah, stick this on there. So they and in the Upper Peninsula over the weekend, the Jeep the Mac event is actually taking place. Jeep drivers get to race around in the mud out on Drummond Island, which is the most rugged island in all of the Great Lakes. I mean, the Hummer teams from Canada come there to train. So that is going to be a wild time. And for the first time this year, you'll be able to get inside the Turtle Ridge Off-Road Park to watch without getting covered with mud as they go screaming by. So that's going to be a big event. Did we lose me again?
No, we lost Steve.
Oh, we lost Steve. All right. So I'll just keep talking. Well, so well, I do have a couple of other things. I did make a prediction last week about early morales, and I was roundly ridiculed for it. But we did find some. We got a picture was sent in. A lady found some in her backyard last Saturday in Hart, Michigan. So even though they're all going to be snowed out now, my prediction about early morales was correct. So I can put that on my poster of accomplishments.
Yeah. We've got about 45 seconds. Anything left you want to say?
Sure. I can tell you just one thing as everybody's planning their trips. The 30th of April, all the scenic turnouts and roadside parks are going to reopen. So when you're planning your road trips, those are the kind of places where you can pull off, get some pictures, take some selfies, walk the dogs, and that's all going to happen again on the 30th. So spring, in spite of the snowstorm now going on, is here.
I love it. All right, send us to break, Rademacher.
All right, thank you.